Hello, beautiful creators. This is Kirisha King. I'm here again today to remind you that becoming who you are is not a linear process. If it were, aging would be correlated with maturity and inner refinement, and we all know that this is certainly not the case, as many people will, as a matter of fact and not as a matter of judgment, die bitter, hateful, and clinging to the material as if their life itself had actually depended on it. The truth is that you are always whole and eternally existing as your true self, connected to the source and the creator that is pure consciousness itself. The goal of yoga is to remove all of the ego traumas that you have picked up through living life so that you can reveal and realize your true self in the world before your physical death. The goal is to remove the distorted layers that cover up your true self. If it is difficult to do this in your waking life, to let go of your attachment to the illusions that solidify the seemingly concrete ego identity that keeps you trapped in Maya in your waking state, your dreams will try to facilitate this process for you. And more than likely, this facilitation will show up in the form of nightmares. What I, therefore, encourage you to do moving forward is to face your nightmares. Let them reveal the information that they need to from your subconscious mind, knowing that you are safe within them. After all, it's just a dream. Feel the emotions that they bring up, and try not to run away from what you see, but to instead listen on a deeper level to what is being communicated for your own healing and well-being. This, of course, takes effort and practice, but you're in control, and you're best served always remembering this. You can process the insights that you need in this often more receptive state than you can in the solidified waking state that you most often identify with. The first time that I learned this was as a child. At some point, about 2 years after I was sent to America to live with my mother, I started having a recurring nightmare that was so terrifying that I would wake myself up out of fear each time that looking at the monster in my dream became too intense. Then, one night, I chose to stop running and to face the monster, which turned my nightmare into an adventure in which I was the hero. After that night, I looked forward, actually, to dreams, which would often manifest into epic and empowered journeys that taught me quite a bit about my own mind and state of consciousness and processing the experiences that I was going through as I grew from a child into teenage years and into early adulthood. But then, after my second car accident left me feeling a bit anxious about my mortality on a new level, several years ago when it reminded me of just how little capacity the people around me in society, in my community, and in my own life actually devoted to caring about my existence as a human being. And please note that I say this in a non-judgmental way, as just an observation of a fact, since this is actually how I was able to move forward, remembering that the love within me is more than sufficient to fulfill me and to get me through life. I started having nightmares again after that experience, and this time, my monsters had dropped their masks and showed up plainly as the people who I had previously symbolically represented. When this occurred, it took more effort than ever before to face the reality of my dreams. So much so that for the first time in my life, I actually woke up screaming and crying, which never occurred when my mind had just been producing zombies or supernatural monsters. For the first time, I had to face the human forms that I had observed casually inflict intentional harm on others and acknowledge the pain and the horror that it stirred up within me. Pain and horror that in life I was able to suppress through attempts to rationalize, forgive, and positive think away the inhumane behaviors that I had observed to cope with the pain of what they've done, even though that's probably not the best way to handle the situation. The feelings that I had tried to overcome when awake, my dreams revealed, needed to be healed and acknowledged instead of just suppressed or minimized or dismissed or simply just reframed in a way that didn't allow me to actually acknowledge the fact that what just occurred was terrible and that made me feel horrible. So I had to face them in order to move forward. And so I did. One little step at a time, and for a full 2 years or so that it took to finally release the pain, to feel it, acknowledge it, not run away from it, and then let it go. You must always remember, have the power within you to heal the wounds that you have accumulated on your ego as you navigate through the maya of this world. And you have the power to let go of the attachment that binds you to the illusions that keep you in pain and disconnected from your true self. This takes practice, but can be done. No matter what you've gone through, and no matter what you've seen, observed, whether it was your own personal experience or looking at someone else go through a horrible experience. Pay attention to the literal dreams that you have, not just your daydreams and fantasies, which you should also just look at neutrally in order to effectively see what they communicate to you as well, as opposed to being blindly steered and led by them in compulsive ways that basically perpetuate unconscious pleasure seeking and pain avoidance pursuits. As consciousness itself, you hold immense knowledge and immense power. Always remember that it is out of pure potential that consciousness emerged and created all that is, and you are an expression of this consciousness which is ever-present and uncorrupted by even experience itself. You will have to look at and face some incredibly ugly and disturbing things in order to do so. Disturbing things that even though they may seem convincing in many ways are still, nonetheless, illusions that you will be tasked to overcome your attachment to. The nightmare of the illusion of Maya that Homo sapiens create and perpetuate through unconscious karma, which simply means actions that have a cause and effect in the world, as just the way things are, can be incredibly overwhelming. But things aren't just the way they are. Everything that's here today is the result of something that took place before it. It does not even take a car accident, or war, oppression from one's government, or anything seemingly enormous in scale to create these karmas that then create these traumas. All it takes for people to become traumatized by this life experience when the initial trauma of ego identity has not yet been fully dissolved from their being is just the casual encounter with another being who is living and behaving in ignorance or out of hatred. But the human body and mind, these vessels that host our life and consciousness, are self-healing instruments. So much so that you can always get the help that you need from within you to recover from anything, and your subconscious mind is always standing by, available to provide you with all that you need to do so. So please know that it is safe to seek guidance from within you in the form of dream interpretation on your own, or through properly trained and experienced yoga nidra guidance, which is actually the exact opposite of a nightmare. So if you ever get the opportunity to either join me in a guided nidra meditation, or anyone else for that matter, I really strongly encourage you to participate. Try to remember this, especially when you're having an emotionally intense dream that needs gentle processing. Instead of running, try to engage your dreams curiously and enact agency within them. Finish all of your dreams if you can, and just simply see what they have to tell you.